Let's go now live to Humboldt Park in the news conference.
And control, and we have some
about the chance the gator.
The city of Chicago, the elusive alligator was captured with the help of expert Frank Robb at approximately 1:30 this morning. Our team was out there all night long for the past 2 days, and our animal control officers have been out over the last week. This was an amazing capture by Mr. Robb. He landed in Chicago at about 5 p.m. on Sunday evening. He got to work quickly surveying the area, surveying the parks with the help of the Chicago Park District and Chicago Police, and quickly assessed the area, tracked the alligator all throughout this lagoon, which we know is just miles big, it feels. Got to work early yesterday morning once the park was quieted down. Again, that was with the help of several department agencies, OEMC, Streets and Sanitation, Chicago Police, Chicago Park District. And once the park was quieted, Mr. Robb and my inspector, Torres Drake, went throughout the park, tracked the alligator, left to take a break in the afternoon with the hot sun, letting the quiet set in. You'll have to forgive us. We haven't slept in about 3 days. So, once the park was quieted, Mr. Robb came back at about 5 p.m. last night, and I was with him. He personally went through each and every trench, nook and cranny of this lagoon. This man is amazing. The amazing work that he did. I'm going to let him talk about the capture. It happened at the northwest side of the lagoon near the island. The gator was kind of hiding in the lily pads, and as soon as Mr. Robb saw it, he was able to use his methods that he'll talk about and capture it unharmed and safe. It is a beautiful, beautiful alligator. He appears to be very healthy in nature. And we are just so proud of Chicago for coming together, for Chicago's care and concern. You know, this is the city of big shoulders, but it's also the city of big hearts, and especially big hearts for animals. And I want to thank the public for its interest. I want to thank all of our agency departments. I want to thank the Chicago Herpetological Society for volunteering their time. And I especially want to thank Frank Robb, who's going to speak in just a second. You guys have cared so much about this animal, and it's brought people together in this beautiful city and this beautiful park, and that is really the upside of this story. It's an amazing, amazing result, and I want to just share this message that, again, while he's a beautiful animal, and you're going to see in a second, alligators do not make good pets. These type of illegal animals do not make good pets. They're wild animals, and they are wild for a reason. And we, again, want to encourage you, Chicagoans and people around the world, if you want a pet, come to your local animal shelter. Come to Chicago Animal Care and Control and adopt a homeless dog and cat. There is so much need for homes for animals. So please come see us or one of our 200 partner agencies. Again, you're going to see the beauty of this animal in a second. I want to thank all of you. I'm going to be introducing different members of the departments as soon as Mr. Robb is done speaking. And then we'll go on from there. So I'm going to, without further ado, I want to introduce Mr. Frank Robb here all the way from Florida. Again, Mr. Robb has had no sleep in about 36 hours. So, you know, we're going to give him some time to talk to you all. But understand that he's been working nonstop without sleep. So without further ado, Mr. Robb.
Thank the city of Chicago, all the departments who are here. We kind of laid out a plan before I got here. It went exactly as we planned. We couldn't have hoped for anything more. It was a very blessed experience. Everybody was awesome. That's about all I can really say about it. We ended up catching the animal again last night about 1:30 a.m. on the north side of the island there behind you. Vocalized, saw his eyes shine. And caught him on the fishing rod, and it went down pretty fast once we finally saw him. I think we had taken 8 loops around the lagoon and surrounding areas before we finally saw him. But once we were able to see him, it was one cast and done. It's like kind of like foul hooking a fish, like throwing a grapple hook over something. Yeah, throw a hook
across
it.
We're going to show you.
It just it brings him in. Kind of just sits against his skin and brings him in.
Is it a male or a female?
It's a male.
You put up a fight?
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. I think he was tired, too. I don't know. Will you get a measurement? I think he's 5'3".
How much did you weigh?
I don't know, 30 or 40 pounds.
How many gators have you
got? A couple.
Let me ask this. We had alligator Bob out here. For nearly a week. You come in here, this happens like that. What was it? Was there some kind of special procedure you went through?
Everybody's got different blessings. This is my blessing. It's what I've spent every day of my life doing for the past 24 years. So.
You're a gator whisperer.
I'm not sure about that.
How is the gator, the health of the gator?
He's, wherever he came from or however he got here, he's a very healthy animal. I don't know the answer to that question, sir.
Did it help that it was quiet?
What's that?
Did it help that it was quiet?
Yes, ma'am. There was so much attention here. Like I said, he was exhausted too, I'm sure.
So what was this experience like for you? You said you've caught a few gators in your lifetime. What was different about this?
Never been to Chicago. Never been to Illinois. the first gator I've caught out of Florida. So, it was amazing. Great people. Everybody from law enforcement to the park services. Amazing. I've never met a nicer group of people in my entire life, honestly. Great people.
Was it more challenging than others that you caught?
It was just a matter of finding him, and I told Kelly that all along. Like, we needed quiet, we needed to have the place shut down for a while and let the animal relax so he would give us an opportunity. When it comes to alligators specifically, they got to be a bit of a team player. If they don't give you a little bit, then you're not going to ever catch one. And he finally gave us a little bit.
Did they call you or did you call them?
They called me.
Were you surprised when you got the call?
I had been following it beforehand, so it was a little bit of a surprise, yes.
Was it strange to see a lot of people around us? There are a lot of gators in Florida.
It gets interesting in Florida sometimes, too. Yeah.
Were you in a boat? Or?
No, sir. No, it's done from the shore.
You caught it from the shoreline?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah, it was all done for the shoreline. It wasn't too far, maybe 25 feet. Yeah, he had, when we first saw him, he went down for a minute, then he vocalized, he popped back up in one cast, and it was a done deal.
What is vocalized?
Just kind of speaking a little bit of crocodilian.
What's it sound like?
Sounds like an alligator.
Can you do it for us?
What's that?
Can you do it for us?
That's a trade secret, buddy, I'm sorry.
So you reeled him in and then netted him on the shore?
I wanted to make sure it was going to work out, so I kind of just grabbed hold of him, and then we tied him up and taped him up, and that was an afternoon.
How many pound test do you have on there?
That's 200 pound test.
Where did you
caught him in the base of the tail, and it actually, the second I put my hands on him, the hook fell out, so hence, people ask you how you catch an alligator. Just barely is the answer. It's usually just barely.
And just to be clear, there no harm came to the alligator, because that was a question that we were getting. If you use a hook, and I'll let Frank talk for himself, but he's perfectly fine.
Yeah, the hooks don't penetrate their skin. It was just sitting there, and the second you touched him, it was out.
You showed the pole?
Yes, sir.
Gator. Can we see the gator?
Can you tell him his nutrition level? You said he was very healthy.
I couldn't answer that, man. I'm not sure.
Okay.
The gator snippet.
You're listening live to a news conference from Frank Robb and others about the capture of the alligator in the Humboldt Park Lagoon today. In many ways, a feel-good story of the summer so far.
Yes,
and they're showing now the pole that they used, which was a kind of a heavy-duty fishing pole with
everybody good?
Hooks on the end, bigger hooks, and obviously you'd have bigger fish.
On behalf of the Chicago Park District, I'm Mike Kelly, superintendent. I just want to really quick make it clear to everyone that the park is back open for business. I certainly want to thank Kelly and obviously Frank and Streets and Sand, Commander Roman with the police department, and everyone for all their cooperation. This was a great team effort. Obviously, we apologize for the inconvenience, and this isn't really the way I would have gone about advertising Humboldt Park. But a lot of folks saw this park for the first, right?
Alderman, how are you?
Alderman Maldonado, this is not the way we would advertise this park, but you know what? A lot of people saw it for the first time. They saw how beautiful it is. And like I said, we're open for business.
And I have a few people I want to thank, too, just before we have the alligator shown here. I want to thank Ray Laureano from...
So, Bill and Wendy, we are waiting for this. We can take a break if you want, but I kind of want to... I don't know what the big reveal is going to sound like.
Right.
A
lot of applause, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yep. Already the babies are crying, so I don't know what that's
Move the
about.
Kid.
Yeah, so it's time to go back to school now. The summer story's over for us.
Yeah, right. So true.
Finally, a feel-good story out of Chicago.
Yeah, it is. It really is. I was so relieved this morning when I heard that the Chance had been caught alive because, you know, they hadn't seen him for a while. And
I was worried about his health.
Kind of frightening.
Wendy asked about the bait that was used, Steve. Do you remember during the press conference, did he mention what sort of bait they used
well,
to catch
Well, they didn't use bait in this time. They used they just caught him with a hook. They put a hook around. Now, they are at the tub where Chance
is. Guys, you stay down.
I bought one of those at the Home Depot not too long ago.
It's like a three-pronged hook.
He's going to take it. He's taking the lid off now.
The big reveal.
Reaching in, grabbing Chance by the tail.
Oh.
And out he comes. He has electrical tape around his jaw, or around his mouth, so or not some sort of tape. So
like a lobster with the claws. Yeah. You don't want him to bite.
Would that ruin the press conference, Steve, if he attacked the people that were up on the stage
well,
with him?
It would certainly extend the feel-good story of the summer.
Yep.
Oh, he is so cute.
Can we keep him, please?
I have not heard yet what they plan to do with him, but yeah, so there it is. Chance is back in custody and apparently moving out of the city of Chicago.